Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. I am here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Jason, I'm here tonight, and we want to welcome all our listeners out there. Looking forward to a great night. Like, we have a lot of callers that are lining up. If there's something that you want to share with all our callers and listeners, Adrian, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Roy, what did you want to talk about tonight?
Well, why don't we talk about this lady that you met today?
Oh, yeah. Her name is Barbara, and she is into what we call the sacred contracts. She studies a lot of different theories in psychology having to do with sacred contracts and having to do with this new technology called Soul Collage. And what it is you take a bunch of magazines and you take pictures out of the magazines and you cut them and you get some blank cards and you actually make your own like tarot deck, and then you say I am who, you say I am who to the card, and as you say I am who to the card starts speaking to you. So that's the key word, I am who. And so what you do is you take a bunch of pictures together. And it could be anything. It could be emotion. It's basically your feelings. You're putting your feelings into the cards. So as you cut the pictures, it's whatever's going on in your head. So for an example, if you have a lot of fears in like water, and then that would be having something to do with emotion. So you would pick out magazines to do with water. If you want to mix them, you know, go right ahead and mix them. If you want to put pictures in, like, say you want to put a dolphin and you want to put a shark and you want to put a hook, you know, so that means don't get hooked into things. So it just kind of depends on your interpretation. It also depends on what energies or what do you want to put in your cards. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of people would be interested in this technology, really, because it helps people to interact with other dimensional beings. It helps you to interact with your own creation and your own reality. So you're kind of interacting into these dimensions. So what do you think about that, Roy?
That's interesting. We know that, pictures can tell a lot of, a lot of a story. You know, like you've heard the saying, one picture is worth 1,000 words.
It is.
Well, I think, even in the tarot, you just don't go off of, that the pictures, on the cards tell a lot of story about a person. So, yeah, I could see where people would pick pictures and that would be part of that story, that tell about, what they might be experiencing, in their lives, I think it's amazing,
It's kind of interesting. When I was reading about it in the book, it was talking about that these things that you pick out from these pictures is part of your archetype.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And could you explain to our audiences out there, our listeners, what an archetype is?
Well, an archetype has something to do with, see, before we came to Earth, there was certain, there's different contracts that we took upon to come to Earth. Some of us took the contract of being a rescuer. Some of us took the contracts of being a victim. Some of us took a contract of being the prostitute. So out of these different archetypes, we also interacted with a certain soul group as we all came together making these agreements. This soul group was provided by the Galactic Federation, which is the universal energy that we all resonate from. And through that energy, they're interacting with us as if we're in like an improv group. So as a soul group, we all interact with each other, but we all interact in different roles that we all play. And then the universe provides the dramas in those roles. So with these archetypes, what they do is they kind of help us to give us guidance in different situations. So like if you were to put a picture together of a whore, then that would entail, you know, your inner demons, or it would entail your fears. You know, you may feel trapped. Like I personally, Roy, I made a card, might see myself in a jail cell, okay? Because it has to do with emotions. It has to do with, do you feel trapped inside? Do you feel like your voice being heard? Do you feel like you're surrendering enough? You know, and I've even put different words. You know, I put down where I put a picture together, I put a door, I put a candle in the middle. And on the door, it says experience. You know, live out your experience. Open those doors. Open those minds. Let that candle shine that is inside your mind. So it's kind of, but that's how we speak to you, right? You just got to tune into those pictures. And every picture and every interpretation with each individual, it's all going to say something different.
Well, that's interesting, you know, that, you know, this lady, you know, came up with this idea, you know, and I think, you know, this would be something that a lot of people would be interested in because, you know, everybody, you know, in touch with their feelings and, you know, what's a better way to describe it than, you know, putting a picture into that. And then
well, it kind of plays out what's going on inside people's heads. Oftentimes we have a hard time reading what's going on inside people's heads. So this kind of gives people... This kind of gives people the experience to see what's going on in their feelings, in their head, and what dimensional energies can we tap into with these pictures.
But we're getting a lot of callers lining up. Why don't we get started with our readings?
Okay.
And get some, you know, see what how they feel about this. Let's go ahead and... go with the first caller from the 631 area, around there. Hi.
Hello.
And what's your name, please?
My name is Sarah.
And where are you from?
I'm from Kansas.
Kansas. You sort of have an accent. Are you from... England or Australia or somewhere like that?
Oh, yes, yes, but I live in Kansas now.
Oh, okay. And have you been here in the United States for a while?
Yes, quite some time.
Good. And do you have a question for me and Adrian tonight?
What are you doing? Are you giving reading?
We're giving... I mean, if you, you know, this is pretty much, you know, open night. You know, if you'd like to talk about something that you might be experiencing or a spiritual experience or something, we're pretty open to just about everything. Plus, we do free readings also. But whatever you choose, you know, we're open to that.
Well, could you tell me something about perhaps my relationship?
Okay, and Nathan, what are you getting?
Well, if you were to put a picture together, what kind of picture would come out of, what would come from your mind, from your soul? You know, if you were to put a picture together as a relationship, for an example, what would you, if you were to take out of a magazine, what kind of picture would you make out of that picture?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Well, see, this has to do with your feelings. This has to do with what you're feeling and your emotions. It's kind of pouring out of your subconscious mind. Rather than thinking about it, you're pouring it out. So it would really entail on your interpretation. You know, it would entail, you know, what you're feeling. Would it be daytime? Would it be nighttime? Would there be stars? Would there be a moon? Would there be a house? What do you see in your mind? And how would you describe it?
I don't know.
Roy, did you want to elaborate on that?
Hey, Jen, what are you getting in the cards for her? I think it's a little more difficult if you don't have the pictures to show her, and then she could pick from those.
Okay, well, how about I pick a picture, and then you tell me what you feel from that picture? Because I have some really cool psychology pictures, which is kind of interesting, which will kind of pour out a lot of things from your subconscious mind. And the card I pulled has to do with the picture of a house with a fireplace in it. So, and there's also a chair that is inside. How does that make you feel inside with this relationship?
It's warm. What you're saying is warm.
It makes you feel warm because of the fire, right?
Right.
So would you say that fire is more passion?
Well, fire could be passion, but I was getting more of like a warm feeling, which would be a little bit different than, I mean, I wouldn't say like a passion warm feeling, just like a...
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I could see what you're saying. Fire could be passion.
Okay. And if you were to look at the picture, what would you add in that picture in an empty house? This empty house has to do with you. This is how you feel. This is who you are. That's why you always say, I am who, you know? This is who I am, you know? What is that picture telling you?
Well, I think I would have more than just one chair in there. You know, I would make it a lot more cozy and have more chairs so that there'd be more than one person in there.
So what you're saying is in your relationships, you like it to be cozy. You like warmth. You like to feel comfortable in your relationship.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how would you describe this to the one that you love or the one that you desire?
What do you mean?
Meaning, you know, how would you feel when you're with this person, like the one that you love or the one you desire? Like, Would you overcloud yourself? Would your schedule? Would you commit yourself to time to be with this person? Would you feel comfortable? You know, would you feel compatible? You know, those are some of the things that you have to ask yourself, you know.
I see. I understand.
It's all about feeling, you know. It's all about what you're feeling inside your mind. I mean, do you feel caged? You know, how would you feel? I mean, in the house, you know, you would either have locks in the house to feel secure because you feel threatened, or you just basically you welcome people in your home and you feel comfortable. See, that's basically what you're looking at in your house. What would you do with your house? The same, what would you do with your relationship?
Well, I don't think you can put locks on relationships. Well, I think that's a sure way of losing them.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were to meet a relationship, this is just a, you know, to just to see, to test your mind. If you were in a relationship, would you invite the person in your house and feel comfortable if you only met this person one time?
Well, it would be my house, so there really would be no reason for me not to feel comfortable.
So you would still feel comfortable even though it was your house, but do you feel comfortable knowing that a stranger is in your home that you really don't know? Would you feel comfortable that he is okay, you know?
Well, I'm pretty sure that they would feel comfortable. Actually, I know they would feel comfortable.
No, I'm asking, will you feel comfortable, not them? They already do feel comfortable because they walked in your house. If they didn't feel comfortable, they'd say, I'm not coming in. But it's up to you. It's all about how you feel.
Well, I guess it would really depend on how I felt, like of what their intentions were.
Mm-hmm. See, if you feel uncomfortable, it's going to make them feel uncomfortable. But if you feel comfortable, it makes them feel comfortable. So it's all about what you attract, you know, what you're attracting in your home.
Need to move on to our other cars. They're lined up and they're waiting. Let's go ahead and go with our next caller now. Can you hear me? Nathan, are you there? Hello.
Hello. I don't think it went through.
Nathan, let's go ahead and go with the next caller from the 323 area. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, and who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Yvette.
And where are you from?
Yvette, how you doing?
I'm good, Adrian. Thanks for taking my call.
I missed you.
I missed you too. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, my friend David. He ran into Will.
Wow.
Yeah, he ran into Will yesterday. We were talking about him, and he ran into him.
Wow.
Yeah, at the theater. So there was some kind of messages going on.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I told David, so he's more psychic than he credit for. He's very psychic.
I bet. Cool.
I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. You have a question for us tonight?
I do. Adrian, you kind of know my story about the twin flame. So he's back. he's back, and he texted me, and I texted him back, and I kind of wanted to know what you were getting on his space and how you see it progressing.
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention to you that I met a new friend. I told you his name's David.
Mm-hmm.
And in a past life, me and him were twin flames.
Mm-hmm.
But in this life, we're more like soulmates, so we're
mm-hmm.
more like our souls are tied from a past life, just like
mm-hmm.
me and Will's were. Well, the interesting part is back in the past life, he was female, I was male.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how our souls were tied. But he also introduced me to sacred contracts, which me and my dad have studied the sacred contracts having to do with the archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to sound very interesting here because I met a lady tonight that she studies the sacred contract, but she went a different way about doing it. The way she did it, she wrote a book. It's called Soul, called Soul Collage. I don't know if you ever heard of it before.
No, I haven't.
And what it is I was telling the other lady that what it is it's almost based off like psychology, but it kind of gives people a more better understanding about sacred contracts and about
mm-hmm.
archetypes, because you're working
mm-hmm.
more with the archetypes than you are with the contracts. And how that works is you get a blank piece of paper. You get some, well, not paper, but like cards, like white cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get a bunch of magazines, and what you do is you just cut out the pictures, and you make your own cards
mm-hmm.
by putting a story together. And those stories, those pictures are your archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those pictures speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Based on, you know, how you're feeling, what you're feeling, and what you put into that picture. So that picture could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything how you feel. Your fears, your feelings, anything, how you feel with your twin flame. And that's how me and Dave has been able to balance out our energies.
Mm-hmm.
So to realign yourself with the twin flame energy is to basically, you have to get in touch with that energy in order for ascension
mm-hmm.
from these people from your past life, which I was reading about that, you know, that is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if you think about it, the dove is part of that twin flame energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's the anointing of Christ, you know? So, basically, you're tapping into that energy as you talk to these archetypes because they're balancing that energy out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're throwing out what you feel, you're throwing out what you think, and you're putting it all on the cards, which is a lot easier than working with sacred contracts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know a little bit about sacred contracts, don't you?
I guess I have a general consent. I kind of have a general idea of what that means. Yeah, I mean, pretty much intuitive.
Okay. You know that we all make contracts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we came
prior
here.
Before we came here.
Yeah, and then you have people, yeah, you have contracts with different people.
So
for
part
different
of your
reasons.
Soul group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, these archetypes, it's interesting because mine were all the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the shadow side is what speaks to you first. Like there's something that they have to say,
mm-hmm.
has to say about money. Because my biggest fear has to do with money. So basically it has to do with the prostitute and money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that affect me with money, is the prostitute and money. And sometimes you become a victim in that circumstances. You know? So basically they just tell you a picture. So, for an example, if I were to pull a picture for you in your twin flame, I would pull the Superman card. Because your twin flame comes off to be the most powerful twin flame, even though everything around him is all his fears.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just discovering what those fears are. And
uh-huh.
It's frightening him. It's frightening him.
I know.
But he's at the same time, he's trying to conquer those fears.
Mm-hmm.
He's blasting through the universal cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
Creating ripple effects through time and space. So that's what Superman's telling me from that picture.
Uh-huh.
And then the other card I pulled is the Hook. And the Hook has to do with, like, it has to do with, like, him getting hooked into things that he shouldn't be getting into, like the material things, like cars,
mm-hmm.
money, just everything that you can think of that, you know, that you're not catching him with the right bait.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pulling in all kinds of different stuff, like seaweed and all kinds of different things that you feel like you're just not hooking on to it. You haven't connected yet
mm-hmm.
with the right bait. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And see, the other card I pulled, ooh, this is really powerful. You're going to get the chills when you hear about this one. It's the White Dragon. Your next archetype is the White Dragon. So when you go into meditation, go to the White Dragon and tell the White Dragon your problems, because the
okay.
White Dragon's waiting. He's
okay.
going to give you the right spells to break this curse of love. There was a curse that was put on you between you and your twin flame. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. But I could see that. Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
And there's nothing, there's no enchantment, there's no spell that you can do to break it. The only way you can break it, and I'll tell you the truth right now, is by finding your true love. And when
mm-hmm.
you find your true love and you kiss him, it will break that enchantment. And you and your twin flame will be together. The White Dragon just told me that.
Wow.
From my card.
Wow.
He just spoke to me.
Wow.
That is so powerful.
Huh.
I got three dragons. I got the red one, I got the gold one, and I got the woman sitting on top of the white one, and that's you.
Wow.
That represents you.
Okay. Is there anything you can tell me? So he's basically Superman right now, breaking out of his fears.
Yes.
And I need to go to the White Dragon to help resolve
conquer
the blockage.
Those fears.
Oh, conquer those
yes.
fears? Okay. To conquer those fears, because I definitely feel
it'll be
that.
Like breaking a fever.
Yes.
You're going to feel it. You're
okay.
going to feel it in the morning. It'll be just like breaking the fever.
Okay.
You may need a lot of water, you know, because you're going to break a barrier.
That's funny, because I kind of felt that this morning.
And it's interesting, because when I was doing these cards, she picked up on me. She looked at me. She said, Adrian, do you need water? And I go, yeah, I need water. I'm burning up.
Wow.
And the reason why is because David's energy interfered with my energy.
Okay.
Adrian,
from a past
now,
cord that was tied.
We're just about the end of our show on the air, but I want you to continue on with your discussion. I want to thank all our callers and listeners for joining us tonight, and those that were not able to get on, you know, come back to our show again, and we'll give you a reading the next time. Go ahead, Agent.
And I also pulled another archetype for me, which I was the priest back then. This is back when... I was more into the religion aspect, but I was a priest.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I renewed my faith, you know, when I started praying and I started believing in Jesus and believing in the Holy Spirit. And then the white dove came upon me and granted me three wishes. And out of the three wishes, I chose the card which says, "Do you exist in another universe?" Now, what does that mean to me? You know, I opened my mind to other possibilities when I made my wish. I made three wishes, you know, and one of the wishes had to do with the universe. The other one had to do with my psychic senses, and the other one had to do with my disability, okay? So to open up those sacrifices to connect with the universal mind, consciousness, the energy, I had to shift to a much higher consciousness. That's what they're telling me in this card, okay?
Uh-huh.
So basically, I opened up my senses, and when I opened up those senses, basically something in the universe exploded,
okay,
which created ripples through time and space between me and my twin flames, myself.
Okay.
But it goes so deep. It goes so much more deeper than that. And that's what they're telling me in the cards. You know, it just, it does. It blows your mind, you know.
Wow.
And that's why I say, if you want more information, and if anybody on the radio show want more information, make these cards, because you will be so amazed how much they will change your life and how much more information that you'll receive from these archetypes.
Huh.
And that's why I say it really pours out a lot what's in your subconscious mind.
Right. You get anything else on him?
The card that I pulled to, or, you know, the card of "Do you really exist in the universe?" Well, it showed a man, which is your twin flame. He's very handsome, by the way. He basically is ignoring everything that you're saying right now.
Okay.
He's not listening to his inner self. He's off into the universe. And his mind, I'm not going to say it's scattered, I'm just going to say it's searching out into the universe. But right now he's wearing some headphones, it looks like, in the picture.
Okay.
And he's not paying attention to what you're even saying. He can only hear what the universe is telling him.
Uh-huh.
And his eyes are blind. You know, he has sunglasses on. He can't see anything, what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So that's the blockage right there. That's the one I was telling you about, the curse.
Right. Right.
That blocked all his senses out.
Right.
And the only thing he's listening is his inner self. That's
okay.
It. He's not looking out into the universe right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the other picture I see is a cartoon of somebody telling a secret. They're looking down at the universe and they're telling a secret. I'm getting that there's a secret that he's holding from you that will soon be discovered when you go through the white dragon.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm kind of excited.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight when I...
There's something very ancient about this, I feel, with this card, because the card I have on this is the Horamazda.
Uh-huh.
And he was a deity energy. He was also a djinn. They were separated from the human race before the humans came to Earth.
Uh-huh.
And they were separated because they had so much power that they became greedy.
Uh-huh.
And so... that's what happened with your twin flame. He fell under the knife of that race.
Yes.
At one time, he was a djinn.
Okay.
It goes so much more deeper than this. It's so exciting. You're going to love this.
Yeah, I love the way you're doing this. It's pretty amazing.
It goes very deep.
Well, you're knowing it. last night I was contemplating him, and I was thinking, you know, that he's been doing what you just said, running around contemplating this, contemplating that, and not really wanting to. I think he knows the relationships are there to look at, but he's not looking at it because he doesn't want to focus on it, but he knows he's going to have to. And
yeah.
And I think what you said, so tonight when I go to the dragon, do I just, before I go to bed, do I say, okay, white dragon, help me out with this, or?
Meditate on the white dragon. See him in your mind.
Okay.
And speak to him. And if you have to, cut out a piece of, get a magazine and go through the books, and if the right dragon comes up and it's a white one, even if it's not a white one, I mean, even if it's a gold dragon. See, I have a gold dragon, but the white one speaks to me more than the gold for
right.
some reason.
Right.
It's whatever resonates with you and
right,
how
right.
you interpret that dragon.
Okay.
So it's really weird because it's like this lady told my friend David, she said, a lot of people think that we're crazy because we do a lot of crazy shit. We always do a lot of crazy shit.
Right.
But if you think about it, what are they actually doing by doing that? They're opening up that sacred energy. They're allowing new energies to come in all the time, the more they
right.
do it.
Right.
They're creating that space. So I always told my dad, why is it that we always struggle? Because we're not opening up. We're not opening up to these higher consciousness
things. Right.
This is the year of 2012, the year of awakening.
Definitely it is, definitely.
You know, so we have to do some soul searching.
After I do this tonight and probably tomorrow, whenever, you know, what are your feelings on him, on his response and his, you know what I mean?
What is my feelings on that?
Yeah, like... generally what his response will be after. Is that
well,
what you have to tell me?
Well, it's pretty interesting. The curse is broken, it'll be just like breaking the fever.
Okay.
He won't remember anything.
Okay.
You know how I learned from that? You want to hear? This is real exciting to me. Before I got that picture, I started thinking about this movie, the series that I was watching, you know, Merlin.
Uh-huh.
And you know how he broke the enchantment?
No.
The same way that I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
You know why? Because that message was supposed to come to me for you.
Okay. Okay.
That's what my guides are telling me. It's so exciting.
Wow. Okay.
It's very powerful stuff.
I believe you. Because I am connected, and I do feel the energy, so. Okay.
I'm interacting in your reality. You're allowing me to.
Right.
You've been allowing me since day one, since I've met you.
Right.
And you've interacted with mine.
Yeah. Oh, so.
I mean, why is it when you're talking about your twin flame and then that big giant ball of fire comes out of that?
I know.
That lighter. I mean, how could a big ball of fire come out of a lighter? I mean, come on. You know?
Right.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Boy. Jeez. So, I guess. Anything else there? I don't want to keep you, but...
Adrian, I just wanted to share something. I was just watching the movie Hancock today, and, you know, where they were both twin flames. When they first met, they were putting out so much heat that it was causing the microwave popcorn to start popping. And it wasn't inside the microwave.
Wow.
You see what I mean? You see the energy, the power of the twin flames?
Yes, I definitely do. Definitely. I definitely get it now. After you just mentioned that, I just, like, something's been going on within my body, and it's kind of hilarious, but it's just transitioning in, like, this whole energy thing. Like, it's crazy about, yeah, this connection, and it's a visceral
even David,
feeling.
So, because he told me, he said, I think we need time away from each other. I'm burning up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I said, well, that's because you've activated our DNA together, which is suppressing a past life memory.
Okay.
Back when he was a prostitute.
Okay.
I was like, I knew everything about him when I first met him. He thought he could block his thoughts from me, but I knew everything.
Right, definitely.
I knew about his dad. I knew about his mom. I knew about his family. I knew everything about him. I knew about his job. There's nothing your twin flame can't hide.
Totally.
He said, you're the only one that could read me, Adrian. Nobody else can.
Right.
I said, of course. That's what twin flames do. It's the year of the awakening. And about 6 months, 6 years ago, I couldn't even read my twin flame. And I could read him to the T now.
I bet. Totally.
Because he's a shapeshifter, you know.
Wow.
He can get in and out of dimensions like that. You wouldn't even know he's even in your house.
Yeah, this guy does the same thing.
Yeah, they can
yeah.
take whatever they want, but you wouldn't even know they're even there. You might hear them, but, you know, that's about it.
Right.
Some of them, you know, when they're doing jumping.
Boy.
They're very powerful.
Yeah.
When they get into that space, you know.
Wow.
You know this.
Yeah, I do know this. I do. Boy. I guess I just want to know, Adrian, after the fever's broken, I keep going back to it. Do you see him calling me up and saying, hey, come over, let's hang out, or... what is your feelings on that? Or you don't want to ask, you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Well, like I say, when you break this curse, you guys are going to do more than just hang out. You're not even going to be able to get rid of him.
Okay.
I'm telling you that right now. Your energies are going to burn up if you're not ready. So just get ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I wasn't ready.
Huh?
And my energy was ready to burn up into fire.
Okay.
You could do more damage than you can do harm. I know that. That's like putting two spark plugs together.
Yeah, definitely. We are pretty. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
That's like Jesus coming to Earth. You know how many people are going to set on fire?
Yeah.
With his energy, it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
The contamination of the earth and his vibrational frequency, it'll burn us all.
Wow.
You know, that's how powerful the twin flame energy is.
Wow, dude. You're making it, you know what? I'm really glad I spoke with you tonight because you made there's some things going on and you just shed light on it. And especially the heat thing, it's really funny because, like, do you know anything about Kundalini?
I had heard about Kundalini, yes.
The Kundalini?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. There's, like, a lot of stuff going on like that with me, and it's kind of interesting because there's a lot of, like, just a lot of variable things that go on. And, yeah, your body temperature changes, you're, like, infliction in the body and feeling this and feeling that, and but totally is just kind of making sense on this interconnection with someone and this temperature that you're talking about is pretty amazing. So
yeah, everything happens for a reason, and I think I was meant to hear that message, and that message that my dad told you tonight had to do with the twin flames. So it's all interconnected with
yes.
what you're talking about.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed.
But it's kind of cool, you know.
It's totally cool. Can I ask one more question about a friend of mine? Is that okay?
Okay.
Just one. Yeah. This friend of mine, to make the long story short, we were best friends for a while, and for actually 10 years, not just a while. And she does a service for me, and she basically went up in price 50%, and left me a, it was like left me a mess.